Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, April 27, 2025.
Xi Jinping's call for AI independence. On April 26, 2025, President Xi Jinping of China emphasized the need for independence in artificial intelligence during a meeting in Hong Kong. He urged a clear plan to enhance technological innovation and industrial growth, focusing on closing gaps in skills, particularly in high-end chips and essential software. She showcased the successes of the Chinese AI startup DeepSeek, which launched an affordable AI reasoning model in January 2025, using less advanced chips than its Western rivals. This challenges the notion that U.S. sanctions have significantly obstructed China's AI progress. He also stressed the importance of strong policy support in areas like government procurement and intellectual property rights, advocating for regulations to ensure AI technologies are safe and reliable. Xi's push for independence reflects a broader strategy to reduce reliance on foreign technology and strengthen national capabilities, raising important questions about the future of global relations, especially with the United States.
Controversy over deportation of 2-year-old U.S. citizen. A shocking situation has emerged with the deportation of VML, a 2-year-old U.S. citizen. U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty expressed serious concerns, stating this deportation occurred without proper legal steps. VML was taken with her mother, Jenny Carolina Lopez Villela, after being caught by ICE during a routine appointment in New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, her father is fighting to bring her back, emphasizing her rights as a citizen. A hearing is scheduled for May 19, 2025, to explore this troubling case further. The ACLU has criticized these actions as a misuse of authority, arguing they violate ICE's own rules for minors. This incident raises important questions about immigration policies and the rights of U.S. citizens, especially children, amid strict enforcement.
Global economic stability at stake. As the world faces economic uncertainty, global leaders convened in Washington, D.C. on April 26, 2025, for the spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. They focused on the future of the U.S.-centric economy, which has dominated for 80 years. Former U.S. President Donald Trump raised concerns about international financial institutions and the U.S. dollar's role as the primary reserve currency. Many officials felt relieved that Trump had toned down his threats against Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who is essential for maintaining the dollar's safe haven status. The euro, now used by 20 European countries, is emerging as a viable alternative, accounting for about 20% of global reserves. However, worries about the economic stability of certain Eurozone nations and their high debt levels were highlighted. The meetings also explored the potential risks of a U.S. withdrawal from the IMF and World Bank, which could threaten around $25 trillion in bonds and loans issued abroad. Polish Finance Minister Andrzej Domański emphasized that U.S. support for international organizations is crucial for global economic stability. Overall, these meetings served as a vital platform for addressing the complexities of global finance and the future of the U.S. dollar.
South Korea's trade talks with the U.S. South Korea's industry minister Ahn Dukgun has revealed a careful plan for upcoming trade talks with the United States. After initial discussions in Washington, D.C., Ahn emphasized the importance of staying calm as South Korea monitors negotiations with the U.S. and other nations. This week, discussions will begin, focusing on key trade topics. South Korea aims to continue talks with the U.S., until early July 2025, to secure crucial tariff exemptions that could lower consumer prices and strengthen the market position of South Korean products in the U.S. Following the first round of discussions, both countries agreed to create a set of agreements to eliminate new U.S. tariffs before reciprocal tariffs are lifted in July. Ahn and Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok met with U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Trade Representative Jamison Greer during this productive meeting, where both sides recognize the need for meaningful progress toward balanced trade. What does this mean for consumers in South Korea? The outcome of these negotiations could significantly impact prices and market dynamics.
Rwanda and DRC reach peace agreement. Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo have agreed to draft a peace deal by May 2, 2025. This pact was signed by DRC Foreign Minister Therese Kayikwamba Wagner and Rwandan Foreign Minister Olivier Nduhungirehe during a tense meeting in Washington, D.C. The deal aims to respect each nation's sovereignty and stop support for armed groups, especially as violence from the M23 rebel group has surged in eastern DRC, leading to thousands of deaths. The United States and the United Nations have accused M23 of being backed by Rwanda, a claim Rwanda denies, stating it is protecting its security. Witnessed by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, this agreement shows both nations' commitment to ending military support for non-state armed groups, though it doesn't specifically mention M23. Wagner expressed hope for peace, stressing the need for seriousness and transparency, while Nduhungirehe noted the significant influence of U.S. President Donald Trump on these discussions. With previous truces failing since 2021, concerns about a wider regional conflict continue to grow.
Tragic attack in Bizaran Valley, Kashmir. On April 26, 2025, a devastating attack in Bizaran Valley, Kashmir, claimed the lives of 26 people, including 25 Indian nationals and one from Nepal. Tourists were enjoying a peaceful day when militants opened fire, tragically separating families. Among the survivors, Sheetal Kalfia saw her husband, Shailesh, shot before her eyes. This incident marks the deadliest attack on Indian civilians in nearly 20 years, highlighting the region's fragile security, especially as U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance was visiting elsewhere in India. Local tourism, vital for many families, has taken severe hit. Indian officials blame militant groups based in Pakistan, a claim Pakistan denies, further straining relations. In response, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised to find and punish those responsible, criticizing the intelligence failures that allowed this tragedy. The attack has sparked widespread protests in Kashmir, with locals calling for peace, while the United Nations urges both India and Pakistan to show restraint. The situation remains tense, with military exchanges reported along the line of control.
Google DeepMind employees push for unionization. Nearly 300 employees from Google DeepMind, a subsidiary of Alphabet Incorporated focused on artificial intelligence, are taking a stand by joining the Communication Workers Union. This bold move comes in response to the company's controversial decision to sell AI technologies to military firms linked to the Israeli government, raising serious ethical concerns. Reports indicate growing dissatisfaction among staff over Google's contracts with the Israeli Ministry of Defense, especially after 28 employees were fired last year for protesting a cloud services deal. This unionization effort is part of a larger movement among tech workers advocating for responsible business practices. As labor relations evolve, this action could reshape how companies operate in the tech sector, highlighting the need for accountability and ethical considerations in business.
TikTok's bold move into Japan's e-commerce market. TikTok, the popular social media platform owned by ByteDance, is set to launch its e-commerce services in Japan soon. The company plans to recruit sellers for its TikTok shop, where users can sell products through live broadcasts and enjoy discounted prices. This expansion is part of TikTok's strategy to grow beyond the U.S., where it faces legal issues, including a 2024 law requiring it to sell off its U.S. operations by January 19, 2025, due to data privacy concerns. As of April 26, 2025, TikTok has already rolled out its e-commerce services in several European countries like France, Germany, and Italy. Entering Japan's market could significantly influence local businesses, increasing competition for small shops. With nearly half of all Americans using TikTok, this move may change how we shop by blending social media with online retail. This trend highlights the exciting future of e-commerce and the new opportunities it creates for both consumers and sellers.
China-U.S. dialogue strengthened by CCG delegation visit. A delegation from the Center for China and Globalization recently visited the United States from April 19 to April 25, 2025, to build bridges between China and the U.S. they participated in nearly 20 discussions with leaders from academia, business, media, and international organizations in cities like Washington, D.C., New York City, Princeton, and Boston. Wang Huiyao, the founder and president of CCG, highlighted the importance of fostering exchanges between scholars from both nations. The talks focused on global governance and the evolving relationship between China and the U.S. The delegation also met with influential think tanks, including the National Committee on American Foreign Policy and the Council on Foreign Relations. A key moment was Wang's speech at a UN Security Council meeting, where he addressed the challenges of one-sided approaches in international relations. This visit marks a significant step in promoting collaboration and understanding between the two countries.
Explosion at Shahidrajai Port in Iran. A powerful blast shook Shahidrajai Port in Bandar Abbas, Iran, on April 26, 2025, linked to a shipment of sodium perchlorate, a chemical used in missile propellant. Tragically, 14 people lost their lives, and over 750 were injured as emergency rescue teams rushed to control the fire that erupted. This incident unfolded amid tense negotiations between Iran and the United States over Iran's nuclear program. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi raised alarms about security risks due to past sabotage attempts, while Interior Minister Iskander Momani shared casualty figures on state television. The shipment, arriving from China in March, was meant to bolster Iran's missile supplies. This explosion has raised serious concerns about how hazardous materials are managed at the port, echoing the devastating 2020 Beirut port blast that claimed over 200 lives. The Iranian government has yet to confirm details about the shipment or the explosion, highlighting ongoing regional tensions.
China's industrial profits amid trade tensions. China's industrial profits have risen by 0.8% in the first quarter of 2025, reaching 1.5 trillion yuan, or roughly 206 billion U.S. dollars. This growth signals a recovery from a previous decline earlier in the year. However, the industrial sector is navigating turbulent waters due to escalating trade tensions with the United States, which has imposed hefty tariffs on Chinese goods. In response, the Chinese government is urging exporters to seek local buyers as access to the U.S. market tightens. Many factories that rely on exports are facing challenges like weak domestic demand and payment delays. The Communist Party's Politburo has pledged support for affected firms and workers by introducing new monetary tools to enhance innovation and trade. While state-owned firms saw a 1.4% drop in profits, private sector companies experienced a slight decrease of 0.3%. In contrast, foreign firms operating in China reported a profit increase of 2.8%, highlighting the diverse economic conditions across different sectors.
Israeli airstrikes in Gaza result in tragic loss of life. On April 26, 2025, devastating Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip led to the deaths of at least 34 Palestinians, with many more injured. Mahmoud Basil, spokesperson for Gaza Civil Defense, reported that the Israeli military targeted homes and gatherings, including shelters for displaced families. Among the casualties, 13 people lost their lives in strikes on two houses in Gaza City, while three were killed in drone attacks in Beit Hanoun. Additional fatalities included two in Al-Zawaida, 9 from an airstrike on a cafe in Deir al-Balah, and 7 from shelling in Khan Yunis. Since military operations intensified on March 18, 2025, over 2,100 Palestinians have been killed, and more than 5,400 have been injured. The total death toll in Gaza since the conflict began in October 2023 has now reached 51,495, with 117,524 injured. Clashes between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants continue, with the Al-Qassam brigades claiming responsibility for an attack on Israeli soldiers in the Shujaia neighborhood. The situation remains dire as violence escalates in the region. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.